Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts. Bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth. His deeds proclaim. Sing to the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. For the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way, and behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. I love this Mass when you say that. The other one's kind of blessed, so it's dry. But it fits in today's homily because we're going to focus on the second reading. And here's Paul trying to form the early Christian community on how to live Christianity. Because it's new. What does it mean? And so he begins this. It's the end of the book of Galatians. And what we're going to do is the beginning, but it's the end of the book. He says, "My brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." So here's Paul telling people, the early church, don't boast in anything except for the cross. So first, let's look at our own lives. What do we boast about? And again, we all boast about something. Don't say, "I don't boast about anything, Father." Come on. You either boast about your heritage, you know, or you boast about what team you like, you know, if you're a Steelers fan or a Cleveland Brown fan or a Bills fan. You boast about that. You can see as soon as you walk in your house what you boast about. You can boast about your family. You can boast about your country. You can boast about anything. But Paul says, "I don't want you to boast about anything. I only boast about the cross of Jesus." Why? Because when he boasts about the cross of Jesus, he's boasting about what Jesus Christ did for him, not what he did for Jesus. Because he says, only thing that matters is one is created anew. And that happens for all of us when Jesus died on the cross. So he proclaimed the reality that Jesus Christ died for him. That's the cross message. Paid for his sins, set him free from his slavery. So that's what he wanted to tell the world. Is that what we want to tell the world? We can do it very simply, of course, by what we do here every week after when I say how you are and you say blessed. You're saying, "I am blessed because of God, not because of me. I am blessed that Jesus died for me. I am blessed that Jesus gave everything for me to set me free from my slavery. I am blessed because I am a new creation." So the first thing, very simply, without going into all kinds of details, just say, "I'm blessed." Period. We've talked about it before. A second way you can do that is by wearing a cross on your body. You know, wearing a cross, a piece of jewelry, something for people to show the world. Those of you who have tattoos, I'm not encouraging this, but you should have a cross. If you have a tattoo, there should be a cross there somewhere, correct? I'm not telling you to get a tattoo of a cross. No. I'm not telling you that. I can't wear a cross anymore. I used to wear a real big cross, huh? But once you get to be your priest, if you wear a cross, you're a bishop. So I don't want any one of that. So I don't wear a cross exterior anymore. This becomes my cross, what I show to the world. But the reality is, if you have a cross in your house, do you have a cross in your house when you walk into your house? Are you wearing a cross? Are you showing a cross? So when you walk in your house, can they see that you're a follower of Jesus because you're boasting of the cross of Jesus Christ? I was just with John Leninetti last week in Phoenix, and we were talking to all the men's leaders throughout the United States. It was 112 degrees. No way would I ever move to Phoenix. But anyway, while we're down there, he was talking about, he's a layman with four kids or whatever, and he talks about at his own house, he has a cross in every room, even the bathroom. And his in-laws kind of get on his case about having a cross in the bathroom. But you know, if you ever come into the rectory, you can go to every room in the rectory, and there's a cross in every room, including the bathroom. Out at my house, there's a cross in every room, including the bathroom. Now, some people get freaked out by that. Why would that be? It's to remind you and I, this is what God did for me. I'm boasting of the cross, and I'm being reminded of what Christ did for me. I am a new creation. So how do you show the world that you're boasting of the cross of Jesus Christ? I just gave you some examples. Whether you do it or not, it's up to you, but pretty practical examples. And then what we got to do is then he goes on, and the way he ends this letter to the Galatians, as he says, if you do this, there's going to be peace and mercy to all who follow this. And then he says, from now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear the marks of Jesus in my body. The first one we know of with the stigmata. Huh? The stigmata are the wounds of Christ. Now, in our own time, who was the one that had the stigmata? Padre Pio, right? So you look at him, and he's in our window in our adoration chapel. But you don't need the physical marks. No, you know, Padre Pio had the stigmata for 50 years. And then 2 weeks before he died, gone. You could take a pencil and put it through his hand. That's how real the stigmata was in him. But 2 weeks before he died, totally healed, like baby skin on both sides. But there's one person who still has the stigmata. Who's that? Jesus, right? After the resurrection, he goes to Thomas and he says, take your hand and put it here. That still Christ has the stigmata. Why? To show again what love he has for us by giving himself for us and to give us an example that this is what we must be. We must be icons of the crucified to the world. So we don't have to have the physical stigmata, right? If you want it, come on, I'll poke some nails out and we'll do it. But the reality is you don't want that. But you do want to show the world that you bear in your soul the marks of Christ Jesus. And again, what does that mean? That you and I live a life for God and for others. That's what the cross means. More than anything signifies. When you look at the crucifix, as I've said a million times here, there's nothing on the crucifix that was about Jesus. It was all about the will of the Father. It was all about for us. And so if we're going to bear Christ in our lives, we must live that same life, doing always the will of the Father and always doing something for others. So always make that real. It's easy to say I'm a follower of Jesus and not do anything. It's hard to live Christianity and to only live the Father's will and to give our life for others every day. So today, St. Paul is telling us how to live, not just the early Christians, that we should boast about the cross of Jesus Christ, that we should live this newness of life, and that we live our life doing God's will and doing good for others. You got it? You get it? You gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us